every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
It's 23 minutes after 7. Eskom expects to make a wider 20 billion rand loss in the current financial year and wants steeper tariff hikes than it previously sought. The CEO also said that government should consider injecting extra capital into Eskom to help it cope with what he said were low electricity tariffs. And to tell us a little bit more about what happened yesterday is Antoinette Slabbert, who's a journalist at MoneyWeb. Antoinette, perhaps you can give us some information with regards to how did we get to this larger forecast loss than what was previously indicated to us?
Good morning, Natasha. Yes, I think at the initial hearing to yesterday, that was quite extraordinary when the CFO said this year they predict a 20 billion loss, and next year, even if they get the tariff increase, a 19, actually almost a 20 billion loss as well. And what he said is that Eskom is really in deep trouble. And he emphasized that the auditors with the lowest financial results highlighted their concern about Eskom's going concern status. And he said if there's no relief and Eskom continues on this path, then they might even be in a position where they will have to file the financial results on a liquidation basis. He appealed to NERSA to understand the seriousness of Eskom's financial position. And the big problem there is that sales are flat, costs are increasing, and especially the cost of borrowing. Eskom does not even get enough cash to pay the to make the debt repayments every month.
Right. And I know Alta said that they will actually, I think if I'm not mistaken, they're opposing that last-minute change Eskom has made to its tariff application. From your perspective, will it make any difference at this stage?
The opposition to the application, there were several parties that criticised Eskom for these last-minute changes, but you're sort of between a rock and a hard place. Does the regulator allow the flawed assumptions and just, you know, approve an increase based on flawed assumptions? Or does it ask Eskom to correct the assumptions, knowing that stakeholders won't have time to really address those changes, you know, and comment? Because these things are very technical. You have to prepare, you have to study. It takes a lot of time to go through the application in detail, to check whether you agree with it, and to formulate a position. And many of these bodies represent different stakeholders. For example, BUSA, they represent a wide variety of stakeholders. So they also have to consult these stakeholders before they can formulate a position. Now, how do you do that if, you know, the day before the last hearing, there are fundamental changes? But Eskom has been criticized over a long period for the way they, for example, forecast sales. They are too optimistic. And yesterday, some of the regulator members were very critical of Eskom. For example, Mr. Jacob Medisi, he said to Eskom, you know, your sales have been flat since 2007, but it seems as if it's business as usual on your side. You don't reduce the size of your business as any other business would do if the sales are flat or shrinking. You just continue to build your business and grow your business. And can consumers be expected to pay for that? The Nelson Mandela Bay business chamber, they actually represented a lot of other business chambers as well. They criticized the capital scheme. They said, you have excess capacity. Granted, the capacity does not perform as it should. You know, you're not getting the energy out of those power stations that they should be living. But installed capacity, you have more than enough. But you are building more and more power stations. You are continuing with spending on the DPNP ceiling, and the RTP development is continuing. We should stop the spending base. So there were very strong views, and Eskom was criticized a lot for the low energy availability at their power stations as well.
Right. When are we expecting NERSA to make its final decision with regards to this tariff request?
The decision should be available around the end of March, because it has to be inserted in the municipal budget process. So, you know, the municipalities should know what the Eskom increase is for them to know what their increases should be, and those budgets have to be approved by the end of May, but it's quite a process that it has to go through before it gets to the point of approval.
Antoinette, thank you so much for your time. This is Antoinette Slabbert, who's a journalist at MoneyWeb. And I'm just looking at an article that is on the Money website with regards to what is happening with Eskom. Of course, it's titled Eskom sees 20 billion rand full year loss and seeks higher tariff hikes. And in the article, there is a quote from CEO Phakamani Hadebe, who told the mining conference in Cape Town, that is the mining Indaba, that government should consider splitting up the utility, and used a very interesting term in order to describe that splitting up, Arabile. He called it functionally unbundling.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes any sense. If that's just words used to just, you know, sort of try and aid the story. It doesn't actually say anything, though, does it?
Or maybe just ease the fact that we are breaking this thing up, as we've been talking about over the past year or so. But this is a nicer way of saying this is what we're doing. I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make full-on sense. But anyway.
All right, let's have a look at news headlines.